Items fill a colorful room. Makeup sits on a cluttered vanity alongside bottles of nail polish. A knee-length dress hangs from a door with a pink tulle skirt and plastic overskirt. A sign on the hanger reads, Winner. Glittering rhinestones cover the strappy fitted bodice. High-heeled shoes litter the floor. A pair of pink slingback heels with rhinestones rest on a box, with shoe stretchers in them. Another winner sign adorns the box. A chunky silver camera lies on a tray along with more nail polish and other items. Quirky stuffed animals rest on a bed. In a framed photo, a slim brunette teenage girl poses with a tall boy and a smiling curly-haired girl. On a shelf nearby, cables lead into an electronics box below a computer keyboard. The brunette sits at a desk, typing furiously on a laptop. Bits of text on the screen read, Circuits and Trends, Prom Mayhem, and My Hair Poll. A box pops up, reaching social media, sending pre-programmed invites. The gauge on an activity monitor wavers. The girl types code, which includes the words Monica Script. A pink scrolling banner reads, Vote for your favorite do. More boxes appear. Side ponytail, French twister. The brunette, Monica, rolls her chair to another computer monitor. She turns, revealing big, dark eyes and a wide grin.
Okay, let's do this.
In a bathroom, she flips back her wet hair. She checks two bottles of product, then unrolls her long brown hair from curlers. She rubs mousse into her hair, then picks up more bottles. Later, she turns toward a digital camera with her hair in a low bun. She hits a remote button. Now she types on a keyboard. A 3D rendering of herself appears on a monitor. Back in the bathroom, she curls her hair, then sits before the camera, wearing a low side ponytail adorned with flowery clips. She uploads a rendering of the new do. Six hairstyles in total appear on the website, including flirty waves and angel curls. Thumbs up and thumbs down icons appear on the screen. A pink banner reading Winner unfurls, then the box with the side ponytail pops up.
We have a winner!
A title appears, Disney Bad Hair Day. In the morning, Monica lies under her covers. Her phone shows an incoming video call from Sierra, the curly-haired girl. Monica slaps her phone, her face still hidden.
Monica, it's prom. How can you still be in bed?
I know, I was up till 2:30 doing my hair pull.
Which style won?
The side do.
I knew it!
Monica gets up.
All is right with my universe. I'm tracking way ahead in the prom queen election.
And everything's set. Date, dress, shoes. And as of last night, hair.
She grabs her phone.
What is it?
Monica's hair stands in a tall, ratty mess.
How did this happen? It was fine when I went to bed. It's like, crispy. Okay, bacon crispy or dried leaf crispy?
I just broke it. I just broke off a piece of my hair.
So bacon crispy.
Hold on.
She reads product labels.
Do not add heat or curl. Do not mix with other products. Do not leave on overnight. I did all of these things.
Okay, how many products did you use?
What? The site was getting all this traffic, so I kept trying new styles.
She turns.
Oh!
The dress's overskirt hangs crumpled and tattered.
My dress! With the one that got the most votes ever last week?
The one that was, like, plastic?
Wait, it's, like, melted.
Monica steps out of the bathroom. Her mouth drops open.
What the?
She picks up a broken slingback heel.
Everyone voted for the little one, so I put them in these shoe expander things.
Think, Monica, think. These are material objects.
They can be repaired. I just need to do a little bit of research. Okay.
She sits at her laptop.
What? No! This is impossible!
What now?
The prom queen election tracking software I made. I'm now in a dead heat with Ashley Mendelbach.
If she wins, evil will triumph. Our school will be plunged into eternal darkness.
This day cannot possibly get worse. Stay online.
Monica picks up her phone.
Hello?
Hello, Monica Reeves?
Speaking.
This is the Department of Motor Vehicles calling to schedule your driver's test.
Yes, finally.
Our first available is April 11th.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Of next year.
Next year? Are you kidding me?
Budget cuts.
Well, but I'll be in college next year.
I have to get my license this summer. Don't you have anything sooner?
I have 2 p.m. today. Can you do 2 p.m. today? Because nobody else can. Apparently it's prom or something.
No, not today. I can't do today.
Next year it is then.
Fine, I'll take today.
Just show up 10 minutes before your scheduled appointment. Bye-bye.
Monica switches to Sierra's call.
Yeah, now I have to take my driver's test today too. I have to figure all this out. I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.
Wait, what do you mean you can't? You're my boyfriend. This constitutes emergency boyfriend duty.
I just need a ride. At the salon, some shops, the DMV.
I'm volunteering at the group home, and the orphans pay. They count on me, so just call a taxi.
But that would cost like $200.
I barely have enough to cover my salon appointment.
You'll figure it out. You always do. I'll see you tonight, though, okay? I'm super stoked.
Me too. Stoked. Superly.
Monica lowers her phone. She heads downstairs where a bearded man in scrubs stands in the kitchen staring at a tablet screen.
Morning, honey. Look, I'm a tech nerd now, too. Finally figured out that picture posting stuff you do. I put up
a shot of me at the hospital. You can retweet it to all your peoples.
He looks up.
Whoa, new hairstyle. Love it.
She breaks off another lock of hair.
Not intentional, Dad.
The bearded man sets a plate in front of her.
My universe has been destroyed. Everything I set for prom is ruined. My hair is crispy. My dress is melted. My shoes have exploded.
Don't worry. We'll work something out. I'll call in sick.
Wait, aren't you working the ER today?
Yeah, so?
You can't call in sick. You're a nurse. People are counting on you to be, you know, kept alive. I'll be okay.
You sure?
Yeah. I'm sure. So,
he goes to hug her and hesitates.
High five. I don't want to push you, but it is the week, so you have to make a choice. I get why you're leaning towards State. I went to State. It's a fine school, a fun school. But you've been given
a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, I know. Can we maybe talk about this later?
Yeah. And if you need anything today, just call me up. Or, yo, text me up.
He raises the roof.
And just text no up.
No up.
No up.
He leaves. She eyes a selfie on his tablet.
Dad, is this a bedpan?
Pretty dope, huh?
Monica returns to her room. She picks up the ruined dress with its stiff, melted overskirt. She examines the broken slingback shoe, her shoulders slump. Glum-faced, she turns to her vanity mirror. A smile touches her lips. Moving to the mirror, she picks up a necklace hanging from a light bulb and gazes at it. She puts on the necklace with its chunky jeweled pendant and eyes her reflection. She answers a video call from Sierra.
It's hopeless. I'm stranded here.
Okay, I can try and pick you up on my 10 speed.
Monica frowns.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. Yeah.
Okay, what is that?
The necklace.
Oh, this? I found it at a pawn shop, actually. $13. Pretty awesome, eh? It's the one part of my outfit that isn't ruined.
Did you ever have people vote on it?
No. I actually just really liked it.
Monica's grin fades.
What? Do you not like it?
She takes it off.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'll call you later.
Okay, bye.
Monica frowns and shakes her head. Outside, a petite redhead wears a suit and shades.
Come on.
She paces. Monica opens the door. The redhead stares, open-mouthed.
Good morning.
She hesitates, then flashes a badge.
Good morning. I'm Officer Liz McRogersberger, FBI Special Criminal Investigation Unit, Dayton County Bureau.
Is this about the Gottlieb twins blowing up the Abrahamian's lawn? No, because I told Mrs. Abrahamian I did not see anything.
No. This has nothing to do with Abraham or his decorative gardenware, ma'am. I just need to ask you a few questions, and then I'll be out of your, hair.
Monica touches it awkwardly.
Stay here.
Well,
The shaggy-haired Liz peeks at Monica through the side light, then straightens hurriedly as the teen returns to the door with the tablet.
You're with the FBI?
That's right.
The American FBI?
Oh, I'm sorry. Is my Russian accent throwing you off? Yes. Yes, it would be the American FBI. Can I please come in?
Oh, do you have a warrant?
Not technically.
Then no.
Okay. Wow. You're cautious. I respect that. Okay, let's get to work. Tell me what you know about this.
Liz shows a photo of the chunky, bejeweled necklace.
Never seen it before.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna need you to think harder. You see, it's a felony to lie to a federal agent.
Actually, it's not. It's only a crime to lie under oath in a court of law. Lying to a federal officer? Just impolite. Also, you're not a federal officer.
Yes, I am. I'm with the FBI.
Right, what bureau again? Oh, Dayton County?
Dayton County, yes.
Yeah, see, I'm on the FBI website.
I see that.
And there's no bureau in Dayton County.
There is. You're just looking in the wrong place.
Let me see your badge again.
Okay. Okay, I'm not with the FBI.
Cool. Cool. So, would you like to tell me who you really are? You know, before I call the real authorities? Because, see, impersonating a federal officer, that is a felony.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm a private investigator, and I'm working for a client who would like to remain anonymous. They're looking for this necklace, and they're willing to pay a considerable reward.
Monica looks over Liz's shoulder toward the driveway.
Is that your car?
She eyes a dark blue sedan.
Yeah. Pretty sweet, eh?
Sweet, sure.
She looks Liz up and down.
Come in.
But now you're letting me in?
You're like 5'1". What could you possibly do?
Hey, I am 5'... Okay, you know what? Let's not squabble over little details, okay?
Little indeed.
Yeah. You're one to talk. That extra inch you've got on me is really intimidating.
Monica spots a neighbor.
No one cuts a hedge like you, Mr. Niedermeyer.
He waves. Monica untangles her hair from a wreath on the door and joins Liz inside.
You know, you should upgrade your alarm system. Yeah, you can neutralize that particular console with a pipe cleaner and a cell phone.
Well, let's hope we're not robbed by any third graders coming from arts and crafts.
Liz's polite smile fades as Monica steps away. They head toward the kitchen.
Lovely home. Rugged.
She eyes a dark wall.
Could use some brown.
Oh, my dad picked it. You want something to drink?
Yeah. Water. Tap. No ice.
She scans a wall of photos and a certificate.
So, this necklace, it's valuable?
No. It's just costume jewelry. Yeah. But it has sentimental value.
Ah, okay. Yeah. When was the last time you saw it? What makes you think I've seen it?
I've been at this game a long time.
What game?
The crime game.
Oh, so this is about a crime.
I didn't say that.
You implied it.
I don't think I did.
Look, no offense, but if you really are a private investigator, you're a pretty terrible one.
How long have I been in your house?
I don't know. 30 seconds?
30 seconds. Okay, 30 seconds, and here's what I've learned about you.
Okay,
you're a high school senior. You're allergic to nickel. You're young for your class. You're dating a jock politician who's popular but soulless. You live alone with dad, no siblings, because mom left when you were really young. How'd that do?
How did you...
Your class ring is from this year. It's pewter, not gold, so no nickel. And on the mantle is your middle school diploma from 3 years ago, so you skipped a year. And then there on the fridge is this cute little picture of you and Mr. Wonderful. 11 cause ribbons. Enough said. Now, onto the color brown. Color clearly chosen by a man who had absolutely no input from his wife. And since I can't see a single picture of a mom anywhere, I'm guessing she left a long time ago, and you guys are not happy about it. Now, you know the only thing that I can't figure out is what the heck is going on with your hair?
Well, you're wrong about my boyfriend. He's not soulless.
Oh, he's
not.
He helps orphans. Oh, my gosh, I didn't know that.
He does.
Okay, well, we can go back and forth like this all day, or you can give me the necklace, and I can arrange for you to get a reward.
Well, I don't have the necklace.
Yes, you do. I know you got it at a pawn shop a couple weeks ago.
How could you possibly know
because
that?
Because the owner showed me the credit card record. Yeah. Uh-oh. He fell for the FBI thing. All 5'1" of it.
Wait here.
Mm-hmm.
Monica trots upstairs. Liz drinks. She frowns and wipes her face. Upstairs, Monica grabs a polka dot blouse and a blue knit vest. Liz takes a photo of Monica and her boyfriend off the fridge.
11 cause ribbons. I don't think so.
She leans over a plate of food.
Dippy eggs.
The photo drops in the food. As Monica dresses upstairs, Liz picks up the food-stained photo and grimaces. Wiping the photo with a piece of bread, she knocks over her glass.
Is everything okay? No. It's good. It's just that, you know, this brown. It's growing on me.
Liz licks the photo. Upstairs, Monica picks up the necklace. She flips up the tray of a makeup palette and hides the necklace underneath. Downstairs.
Here's the deal. I know your necklaces, but I don't want a reward. I want a ride.
What? Today's my prom. I've suffered some logistical setbacks. I need 4 things. Hair, dress, shoes, and I have to take my driver's test today.
Today?
Long story. I'll get you your necklace, but you need to drive me to these places first. No. Well, it'll only be a few hours, and then we both get what we want.
Fine. You may want to put a hat on that first.
On a main street, a sleek convertible parks outside a pawn shop named Mookie's Closet. The driver gets out, sporting dress shoes with striped socks as he walks around his car. The suited man looks through the shop window, then takes off his sunglasses and looks around, his eyes narrowed in his clean-cut face. Inside, a balding man with a gray goatee takes an egg from a boiling pot and sets it in an egg cup. The lights flicker.
Oh.
The proprietor glances around.
Hello? Hello?
He steps out from behind his desk and scans the shop. Turning to find the suited man looming behind him, the proprietor startles and tosses the egg. The other man catches it.
Forgive the dramatic entrance, but I'm in a bit of a rush. I'm looking for a certain necklace.
A necklace.
Meanwhile, Liz drives her sedan with Monica beside her, wearing a knit cap. Electronics crowd the dashboard.
What is all this stuff?
Nothing.
It doesn't look like nothing. It looks like some highly illegal aftermarket surveillance gear. That's a high-frequency radar jammer, right? That's like police level. Though you may want to tune to the K8 band to decrease frequency noise.
You're pretty savvy for someone who can't use a curling iron.
Is that a gun?
No, that is not. That's not, okay? That is a non-lethal, high-voltage, stunning apparatus.
Sweet.
It's not sweet. It is very unsweet, okay? That thing can drop an elephant at 25 feet.
Wait, what's with the red button?
Don't touch the red button.
But I want to touch the red button.
Haven't you seen movies, okay? Nothing good ever comes out of it when someone touches the red button.
Monica frowns.
So, did this bucket of bolts used to be a cab or something?
What? Okay, so Brando is a custom supercharged inline 8 police caliber powerhouse, okay? He has bulletproof glass. That's right. 16-channel emergency band radio. And right there is built-in video surveillance panel, seat warmers.
Ooh. Brando, your car has a name.
Yeah, after Marlon Brando, the most famous actor of our time, Marlon Brando.
Nothing.
See, no. That is amazing to me. I don't understand that.
I don't.
Monica stares at her phone.
Why can't I get a signal?
Well, because Brando's, he's got, you know, magnetic shielding, jams infrared.
I can't get a signal on this thing?
No.
But I've been, like, offline for 6 minutes. Tonight's my prom, and I'm running for prom queen. Wait, do you know how much I've already missed? How many posts, status updates, emails?
Good. Okay, I don't trust that stuff. It is bad news. It's a way for people to track you and know exactly where you are.
But I want people to know where I am. That's the point. Yeah, we actually have apps for that. Pal Spotter. Yeah, it lets people know where everyone is at every second.
That is terrifying to me, right? Okay. Here's what you need. Here's
a flip phone.
You need one of these, okay? No one has any idea where I am, all right? It doesn't even hold context. Okay. Built in 2002.
At an intersection.
Oh, no. Water polo hotties. Hi!
Water polo hotties? Is it like a gang?
Boys in an adjacent car wear colorful shades.
They don't look very dangerous.
They go to my school. I can't let them see me in this freakmobile.
I'm sorry, freakmobile? You called Brando a freakmobile. All right, let's play that game.
Wait, what? Yeah, no.
Liz picks up a bullhorn and lowers her window.
Hey! You with the stupid glasses. Yeah, you. Turn your radio down. It's a nuisance. Municipal code.
like me.
What's your problem?
Monica, is that you?
Hi, Brayden, Aiden, Jasper, Toby, other Aiden. Congrats on your win last night. That 3-3 offense is really working for you guys.
Thanks. See ya.
Turn the music down, please.
The boys drive off. One of them throws a plastic drink cup.
That could not have gone any worse.
Liz sticks a police light on top of her car.
Wait, you're a cop?
Not really. You can get one of these for $21.99.
She follows the boys.
Pull over! Pull your little blue car over! Make your energy-efficient vehicle and stop it!
The car stops.
What are you doing?
Don't get out of the car!
Sunglasses off, now!
Liz marches over to the boys' car and leans in.
Guess what? I have a windshield cam that caught you littering on a public road. Yeah. So, see, I'm within my rights to perform a citizen's arrest and have you turned over to the authorities. Yeah, which is a $500 fine or 2 nights in jail. Your choice. But, guessing since you're such pretty boys, you don't want to do that. Right? So,
go back, pick up your drink, and dispose of it properly. Okay?
Yes. Ma'am.
Ma'am. That's right. Ma'am.
She strides back to her car.
Get some haircuts. All of you. Look ridiculous.
Buckle up, sweet pea.
I can't believe that just happened.
That just happened.
As Liz drives past the boys' car, Monica leans out her window with the bullhorn.
Sorry!
Now the clean-cut man drives his convertible, passing Liz's car traveling in the opposite direction. Later, Liz and Monica walk through an open-air mall.
Do you have any idea how many votes that probably cost me?
Votes? What, are you running for office?
For prom queen. I had the election locked up last night, and now I'm falling behind.
You have real-time polling data for prom queen election?
Yes.
That is why you were cozying up to those water polo delinquents.
They aren't delinquents. They are really sweet, really hot guys who happen to be slightly disrespectful of the city's sanitation rules. Why do you care about littering laws anyway? I thought PIs were supposed to be cool.
Sure they are. I am. Look, why are we here?
I have a hair appointment and I need to return my dress. Girl, that color looks great on you. I got your vote tonight, right?
Wow, you are really desperate for votes.
Listen, I care about my community and I happen to care about what they think of me, okay?
Sounds exhausting. That's why I work alone.
How's it going for you, Miss Cheerful? Tommy, I saw the pics from the sit-in. You know, I really hope you guys save those wetlands.
Yeah, then you can get back to your drum circle.
Okay. P.S. Thanks for all the samurai work you did on our website.
I told you it's all about search engine optimization.
Yeah. Rad hat, by the way.
Ski hats, the Sears berets, know what I'm saying?
Totally.
So, I got your vote tonight, right?
Yeah, you've got my vote. So, who is this?
She's my Aunt Hilda. She's, colorblind.
Oh, no. I'm really sorry to hear about that.
I mean,
it's sad. I sit at stoplights all day wondering, do I stay? Do I go?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
I'll see you tonight. Bye.
Really? Colorblind Aunt Hilda?
Would you prefer creepy private eyes, strangely obsessed with a piece of costume jewelry?
But why colorblind and why Hilda?
I don't know. I don't even know your real name. I somehow doubt it's Liz McRogersberger.
Okay, well, it is Liz, right? Liz Morgan.
Oh, hey, Sierra's there.
Who? Where?
Wait, there. There.
Sierra runs over.
Hey. Oh, great. There's another one of you.
Hey! You're here? What? I thought you were stuck at home.
Well, I got a ride.
Oh, hi. I'm Sierra. Who are you? Who's she?
I'm Hilda. She's Liz. Long story. What's up?
Okay, I am totally freaking out. I'm second-guessing my colors for tonight.
Well, I wish I could help you, but I'm colorblind, so it ain't gonna happen.
Stop it.
You started it.
Okay. So, did you hear? Steph and Zoe both got in off the wait list. We're all going to state. Monica, you have to go. It's gonna be such a blast.
I know. I know. It's, Oh, no, I'm going to be late.
She drags Liz away.
Okay.
Ooh, what's all this about state? Ooh, I want to go to state. State sounds great.
I'm trying to decide which college to go to, and, you know, all my friends are going to go to state next year, but I got into one in the place.
What's that? University of I Can't Do Hair?
MIT.
Liz stops and frowns.
What? You got into the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and you're debating that or state? How is that even a choice in your head?
Because everybody I know is going to state, okay? At MIT, I'd be a nobody.
They enter a salon.
And that's a bad thing?
Hi, Monica Reeves, 11:30.
It's 11:33.
Yeah, I'm a smidge late,
but... We gave yours for two way.
What?
Well, it's prom day. There's no room for error.
There's no room for error.
Okay, please. I mean, I... Look at this!
Monica takes off her cap. The receptionist gapes.
You're speechless now, aren't you?
Be quiet. If something opens up, I'll buzz you.
Okay, that is ridiculous, okay? It's hair, not all-you-can-eat appetizers and cheesecake.
Is this your mother?
Oh, no. No. She's Aunt Hilda. She's colorblind.
Well, tell her to stop talking, or we won't take you at all.
Hey, you know what? I'm colorblind, not deaf, right? I can hear you. I just can't tell if that color looks good on you.
What is wrong with you?
What? She started it.
Have you never been inside a salon before? You've never been inside a salon before. Okay. Who cuts your hair?
I do.
Figures.
Oh, yeah, you're one to judge.
At Monica's house, a cryo gun sprays the lock on the front door. Frost forms on the metal. The man in the suit pulls a pen from his jacket pocket and strikes the lock with it. The metal plate falls off. The man grabs the door handle. He steps inside.
Hello? Anyone here?
Turning toward an alarm console on the wall, he lowers a panel revealing a keypad, then takes out a pipe cleaner from a small pocket-sized tool case. He slips the case back into his jacket pocket. The intruder sticks one end of the pipe cleaner into the console. The other end plugs into his smartphone. On the screen, he taps a button labeled Disable Alarm. A map of the house turns from red to green. In a store, Monica tries on sunglasses.
Which one's better?
I don't know. Both block the sun, right?
Monica takes a selfie with her phone.
Why did you just take a picture of yourself?
I'm pulling my peeps.
You're wedding your what?
I build these websites. It's little online surveys that let people weigh in on my decisions.
Oh, because heaven forbid you get the wrong sunglasses?
Hey, it's marketing 101. I mean, these little choices are important. People are either going to accept you or reject you based on their first impression.
Or you could just be yourself and then not really care what other people think.
Liz eyes a price tag.
$540? $540. That's $540.
Yeah, so...
Well, there's been a mistake. It's two pieces of plastic and a label.
Monica puts the shades on Liz.
Here, try them on.
No. If I drop them, I'd have to mortgage my house.
She sees herself in a mirror.
Hey, kind of hot.
Liz brushes her hair off her face.
That's what you're paying for.
I can almost see in color again.
A blonde woman approaches.
Hey, can I help you too, or...?
Yes. I'm actually here to return this little dress.
She pulls out the melted pink dress.
Yeah. Whoa, Monica, what did you do to your dress? I'm guessing the same thing you did to your hair.
Nothing. I didn't do anything. It just, you know, it spontaneously melted.
It spontaneously melted? That's not even possible. That can't happen.
It doesn't matter. You have a no-questions return policy, right?
Did you put it in the microwave?
Well, did you put it in the microwave? Because I don't think we can take it back if you put it in the microwave.
I did not put it in the microwave.
Well, what did you do to it?
What is this, a police interrogation? I steamed it.
With what? A blowtorch?
No, with water. Turned into steam. By a humidifier. You know, with some of that little eucalyptus vapor stuff. It was very stiff.
Well, were you trying to soften it or open its lungs?
I'm sorry, but we can't accept returns with customer damage.
But I didn't damage it. I steamed it.
No, you vaporized it. Monica, you vaporized brown dress.
Hey, whose side are you on?
Right now.
I know, because you are not on my side.
I'm just saying that this dress is like...
That's what side you're on.
I'm sorry, I just gotta say. Well, it's really nice to see mothers and daughters out shopping together.
Oh, she's
not related. Zero
at all.
Monica grabs her phone and buzzer.
My hair appointment. Okay, this is not over yet. I'm coming back. And this lady, she's crazy. I do not know her.
Oh, I'm not really crazy. Hey, why are you upset?
You completely just cost me my dress.
Oh, I did that to your dress?
Yes.
Oh, did I also do that to your hair?
You know, how about taking some personal responsibility?
You want a new dress? You want something new, you buy it.
They head out.
Okay, did you hear that? You hear that? Someone is being busted for shoplifting, okay? Someone wanted something, and they didn't pay for it. What?
The sunglasses rest on Liz's head. A security guard touches her shoulder.
Hello.
Ma'am, please follow me.
How's your personal responsibility treating you now?
Really?
Ma'am, please.
Okay, hold on. Seriously? Would a woman who dresses like this steal sunglasses that look like that?
Monica gives them back.
Here's my Police Retirement Association pension card, okay? I'm a cop. At the moment, kind of a cop. You don't need to know about that.
All right, ma'am, I'm gonna let you off with a warning. But you need to be more careful. Think hard about the kind of example you're setting for your daughter here.
We don't even look alike. She has blue eyes, brown eyes. Can we just go now? Put it in the bag. Can you take those back for me?
Thanks, you're the best. You're great at your job.
Is that true? You're a cop?
Yeah. I mean, no. I'm on temporary sabbatical indefinitely.
What happened?
Let's just stick to the mission, okay?
What is an ex-cop doing looking for a piece of costume jewelry? This is all getting really weird.
Then just give me the diamond.
The diamond? You mean the fake diamond?
Yeah, exactly. The fake. Yes.
Monica stops and glances at her bag. Now they hurry into the salon.
Hello, hi, friend.
This is buzzing.
No, it was buzzing, but not stopped. We gave up your spot.
What? No, I literally came as fast as I could.
Now you have to wait until this one buzzes.
The receptionist hands over another buzzer and waves them away.
I need a corn dog.
Oh. See what you did? See there? I don't like that color either.
Just be quiet.
At a food court.
Listen.
No! No talking. I'm gonna sit there and eat these corn dogs and wait for that buzzer to buzz.
But if you would
and
just...
And you are not gonna speak or distract me in any way or complicate the situation, understood? Understood.
Got it. You need a moment. And a corn dog.
They sit. While Monica chomps on a corn dog, Liz opens a mustard bottle and brings it toward the food.
Uh-uh. No.
Liz withdraws.
Uh-uh.
Monica checks her phone.
Oh, she doesn't like mustard. Note to self.
The prom queen predictor shows Ashley ahead.
Oh, come on.
Monica twirls her hair frustratedly. A piece breaks off.
Oh, snap.
She throws it at Liz.
Oh, that's disgusting. Hey, Dad.
Hey, kiddo. Just wanted to check in on you. You doing okay?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just great.
I talked to Faraja in radiology. Now, they don't have prom in her country, but she said she had a couple of dresses she thought might work. And there is a big sale today at Discount Warehouse's shoes.
Thanks, Dad. Those are good options.
Great. I'll be home by 6.
Okay, Dad. I love you.
Love you, too. Tons. Yo.
Yeah, no yo.
Yeah, just bye.
Monica lowers her phone.
Discount Warehouse of Shoes.
Oh, I love that place.
No talking.
Monica turns toward her bag. Gazing at her with narrowed eyes, Liz opens her mouth tentatively.
I have a question.
Oh, my goodness.
One question. It's one. Little. Go ahead. You know your boyfriend? The, soulless jerk with the bedazzled Letterman's jacket.
He's not soulless.
Right. He's full of soul. I forgot. Okay, so let's say, hypothetically, I saw him flirting with another girl at, say, a mall food court. Would you want me to tell you? What?
Monica turns and sees her boyfriend sitting at a nearby table with the red-headed Ashley.
He's supposed to be helping orphans.
Does that girl have parents?
Yes!
Ashley feeds him a fry.
Then he's not doing that.
Monica blinks, her lips stuttering.
Oh!
She marches over.
Kyle?
Oh, Monica.
Hey.
What are you doing here?
The orphans canceled.
Really? The orphans canceled?
Yeah, they were just, they were totally booked up today. Very busy doing, orphan stuff.
Hi, Monica. Nice hat. Are you competing in a slalom later? Or maybe going for a luge?
Teens watch from other tables.
Kyle, how could you with her?
No, this isn't what it looks like.
Okay, because it looks like my supposed boyfriend is having a date with my arch rival.
Okay, that might technically be somewhat accurate.
I am so sorry, Monica. I know this must be really hard. I mean, first, I steal your man. And then, tonight, I rob you of the prom crown.
Monica looks around at the observers.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
In a restroom.
This guy is a classic vanity case, I told you! You know, he's probably got an emotionally distant lawyer for a dad. Mom's like an overdoter. He just goes from girl to girl to girl.
Liz stands outside a stall.
Oh, wow. This has affected you. Okay.
She shifts awkwardly. She leans on the door.
Monica.
What?
Do you, need a corndog?
This is what happens when you're not perfect.
What?
Sierra hurries in.
Is she here?
Liz falls as Monica opens the door.
I'm so glad you're here. Going to be okay.
The girls hug.
Don't worry, I know it's okay. Should I hug you?
Liz holds out her stiff arms.
Don't worry, we're gonna fix this.
It's just weird. Okay. You know what? I'm just gonna hug from afar.
Okay, we're gonna put you back together, okay?
Okay.
Monica takes out the makeup palette.
You know, you are a strong, independent woman, and he is a shallow dirtbag.
Yeah, he's a dirtbag.
It was humiliating. Everybody was watching. Yeah, well, they just saw Ashley for the desperate backstabber she is. He made a fool out of me in front of all those people. Don't worry. We're gonna fix this.
Wait, what is she doing
now?
Liz storms outside.
Kyle Timmons, on your feet.
What, me?
Undercover mall security, stand up.
Okay, hold on a second.
Whoa, you don't follow directions very well, do you?
She slams him face down.
Hey, Kyle, meet Table. Table, this is Kyle.
Oh, no.
What did I do?
Inappropriate use of hair products, wearing jeans that make you look silly. And we have an insider tip that you may have shoplifted hair loss products and a man girdle.
What? That's crazy. I didn't shoplift anything. Especially not a man girdle. I have a body mass index of like 4%.
Ooh, and you're so humble, too. Put your hands behind your head.
Is this a joke? My dad's a lawyer. I'll sue.
Ooh, fancy pants words. You know what? We have rules in this here mall. Yeah, we do. No disorderly or lewd behavior. I saw what you and Miss Thing were doing with those chili fries over there. Disgusting.
What? It's illegal to eat chili fries?
Hey, I'm the one asking the questions around here. I touch your nose.
What?
Do it!
He obeys.
Touch your toes. Stand up. Walk in a straight line. Stop. Turn around. Walk in a crooked line. Stop. Turn around. Waddle like a duck. Whoa. Sing Rocky Top.
A what?
Do the Macarena.
I don't even know what that is.
Hold. Quiet.
Sierra and Monica grin. Liz checks Kyle's backpack.
See what kind of incriminating items are on your person. That's right. Looking in your bag. Looking in your blue bag. Looking in your blue bag. What? Oh, zit cream. Back hair remover?
That's for my sister.
Yeah, I've heard that one before. It's a lame excuse, buddy. Oh, self-tanner. Monica, I ask you, what self-respecting male uses self-tanner?
It's been very cloudy. Okay, I need to keep a base.
Okay, that does it, Kyle. I'm gonna have to take you downtown. To the Department of Imposters, of fakes, of frauds, of wannabes.
You know what? I don't even think you're really mall security.
Oh, I assure you, I am.
No,
Actually, you're not.
The guard touches her shoulder. At Monica's house, broken furniture litters the living room. The suited man calmly dips a teabag in a mug.
So, my priceless little diamond. What the devil are you hiding?
An alert pops up on the tablet. The intruder picks it up, eyeing the reminder, which reads, Driver's test 2 p.m. at DMV. At a police station, a plainclothes cop turns to a colleague.
Any news on the Williamson case?
The colleague shakes his head.
Hey,
nearby.
Hey, so here's the thing. I'm wondering why you had to, like, arrest me when I'm just, like, hanging out in the food court in the mall. Is it because you're insecure because you can't, like, catch real criminals, right? You're just too scared of them, so you're like, oh, I'll hang out at the mall and see if I can arrest Liz today. Is that what happened?
Sorry, Liz. We'll try to expedite your case.
Yeah, expedite. That's such a funny word. See, I used to work here, people. I know what expedite means.
The plainclothes cop spots Liz.
We're going to be here for hours.
Okay.
Liz eyes Monica seated in a chair nearby.
Hey, sorry about your boyfriend.
It's fine. I'm not really sure I liked him that much anyway.
So, how does a smart girl like you end up with a jerk like him?
I set up an online poll.
Right, of course you did. That sounds about right.
You know, when I heard the call on the radio, I thought the suspect's description was eerily similar to a certain partner I once had.
The plainclothes cop comes over.
How are you, Liz?
I'm so good, Ed. I'm so glad you asked. I've just been having a leisurely time off, you know, going to the spa and such. Can you please take these handcuffs off of me?
Hey, what part of under arrest do you not understand?
Come on, Ed.
Monica watches with a grin.
Wait here. I'll see what I can do about getting the charges dropped.
You're always seeing what you can do. How about you actually do something for a change?
Man, have I missed you.
Yeah, I haven't missed you at all.
Hey, is the chief around?
Nope. Meeting with the mayor. Lucky.
Ed steps away.
I can see why you like him. He's hot.
What, Ed? Hot? No, that's ridiculous.
You are crushing him. It's obvious. I haven't missed you at all. You were doing a whole thing with him.
No. There's no thing. We don't have a thing. No, we were partners.
Uh-huh.
Police partners.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Don't you have some kind of online poll blogging stuff that you do with your little phone when you touch it like every 10 seconds?
Nope.
No, you don't have that to do right now. Of all times, you don't do that right now. Okay. How do you even know I'm single?
You're obviously single. FYI, Ed has a crush on you too.
I don't think he feels that particular way.
Well, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah, what's that?
Flirt.
Flirt?
Yeah, you know, it's this thing humans do when they're trying to demonstrate attraction.
Yeah, okay, I know what flirting is. I'm not very well versed at it.
You know, it's remarkably easy once you put your mind to it. Instead of insulting people, compliment them.
Liz raises her eyebrows.
What do you even know? You're like 12.
Okay, try it on him.
I will do nothing of the sort.
Yeah, you know, I didn't think you had it in you.
Really? Even with a sigh? Oh, with your brown eyes. I didn't think you had it in you. You think that's going to get me to, like, turn around and be like, Dennis, you think I'm
She
gonna
turns
be like,
and
oh,
knocks
yeah,
over a thermos.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry, Dennis. I'm just...
What do you want, Liz?
Liz eyes the stocky cop at his desk.
Dennis, has anyone ever told you that you have really nice, large nostrils?
Monica looks away with an embarrassed expression. Dennis rises.
Whatever, Liz.
Yeah, whatever.
Large nostrils? That's what you got?
He has really large nostrils.
You don't necessarily have to point that out.
What am I supposed to do, lie, say he has small nostrils?
Ooh, my goodness.
All right, we got some good news and bad news.
Yeah?
Good news is, I got the charges 86.
Great.
The bad news is...
Where is she?
A woman in a pantsuit stomps over.
You... My office! Now!
Liz follows the slim woman.
Shut the door!
Ed and Monica watch from outside the office.
Shoplifting sunglasses? impersonating mall security. What were you thinking?
I was thinking that it was bright out and that I, you know, needed to protect my
eyes.
You
are a complete disgrace to this badge.
Oh, you know what? Thanks to you, I'm actually not wearing a badge, so...
Oh, no, no, no.
Well, they seem friendly.
Liz and the chief have a special relationship.
Yeah, clearly one that involves a lot of yelling.
Well, the chief always expected a lot from Liz. She's one of this department's rising stars.
Really? Liz?
Well, she's a little rough around the edges, but she's the best partner I ever had.
Hmm. The diamond is gone. Get that through your thick skull!
Why'd she quit?
She didn't quit. What? She didn't tell you what happened?
No.
Well, that's her business.
Monica's brow furrows.
I get it, okay? Let's go!
Outside the mall, Monica watches as Ed opens a car door. Liz gets out.
How about you stay out of trouble for a change?
How about you keep your nose on your face and out of everybody's business?
It's good seeing you, Liz.
Yeah.
If you need anything, I'm around, okay?
Okay, thanks.
And hey, I'm a cop. Having my nose in everyone's business is my business.
Whatever.
He leaves.
So, let's get back to the shopping and the grooming and the whatever other nonsense it is that we have to do here. What's really going on? Nothing.
Why were you thrown off the force? And why do you really care about a piece of costume jewelry? Tell me, or you can forget about the deal.
It's not costume jewelry.
Monica lifts her chin. Liz moves to a nearby bench and takes a seat. Monica joins her.
It's not costume jewelry. The center stone in the necklace is a 21-carat pink diamond worth roughly $7 million.
Wait, what?
It was stolen 2 months ago. It was my fault.
Liz hangs her head. In a flashback, she patrols a museum exhibit.
There was a traveling exhibit of jewelry on display at the Civic Museum. And the necklace, your necklace, was the star attraction.
I knew there was something special about it.
I was in charge of security. It was a real, real high-profile assignment. Ed offered to help me, but, you know, I knew I had this on my own. There was one thing I didn't count on. Pierce Peters, one of the world's foremost jewel thieves.
Suspended by wires, the clean-cut man descends through a hole in the museum ceiling and hangs just above the glass case holding the necklace. He squirts green goo onto the lid and pulls it out with a suction cup, then uses a tool with an extendable scissor arm to grab the necklace. Liz turns. The thief smiles and waves as he's lifted back up. Rushing over, Liz eyes the empty case, then looks up at Pierce, who escapes through the hole in the ceiling. She hurries off.
You know, being one of the only women on the force and with the chief constantly breathing down my neck, it doesn't always feel like an option for me to ask for help.
Pierce lands by his car and unclips his wire.
So,
as he moves to his car, Liz comes around the corner.
I didn't call for backup.
Liz and Pierce lock eyes. He grins as he gets into his car.
I didn't call for backup. I thought I had him.
She runs after the vehicle. It tears around a corner and out of view.
And that's when everything just started to go downhill. Losing that diamond was a black mark on my record. And erasing that mark was all I could think about. My work started slipping, and nobody understood. I needed to make this right. See, but eventually the chief had had enough, and
Liz's badge drops onto a photo of Pierce.
Turning my badge in was one of the worst moments of my life.
On the bench, Liz gazes off dolefully.
Wow. That's pretty awful. I'm sorry. But how did I end up with the diamond?
Well, Pierce found a buyer for the diamond, and he arranged an exchange.
In an airport terminal, a man in a khaki safari outfit sets down a briefcase. Pierce sneaks up behind him and sets a second briefcase down, then takes the first and heads off. The man picks up Pierce's briefcase and heads for the exit.
But unfortunately for him and the rest of society, actually, the safari look was in this season.
Pierce spots another man in khaki. As the first one leaves in a taxi, Pierce rushes out. Liz watches the security footage.
And he gave the diamond to the wrong man.
The man finds the necklace.
So the necklace went on a bit of an adventure.
He gives it to a woman.
No one else was aware of the diamond's real value.
How did you find all this out?
A lot of good old-fashioned shoe leather. I combed through taxi GPS data, watched thousands of hours of surveillance footage.
The woman puts the necklace in a mime's donation box.
Interviewed the mime, which was interesting because he's a mime. And did you know that...
Liz waves her finger.
...is no in mime? Anyway, I tracked a food truck for days. And that necklace got traded for a hot dog. Lost to a biker in a card game.
The biker hands the necklace to the pawn shop proprietor.
Sold to a pawn shop?
The proprietor puts it in a display window. Monica stops outside.
Where it was discovered by a local high school girl looking for something to wear to prom.
The proprietor gestures to the necklace with a smile. In CCTV footage, Monica heads inside.
And that pretty much brings us up to date.
Why didn't you just tell me the truth?
Well, because how could I be sure that once you knew the value of the diamond, that you wouldn't disappear and try to sell it yourself?
Yeah, but you could have sent the cops.
No. You don't get it.
Liz smiles wryly.
See, I want to be the one to march the diamond in there. I want to take that necklace into that station, look the chief square in the eye, and say, Lieutenant Elizabeth Morgan, reporting recovery of stolen goods. See, I need to be the one to make this right, Monica.
That's kind of your thing, huh? Making things right on your own, Lone Ranger style.
Lone Ranger style. I like it.
You know, that necklace was the one part of my outfit that I didn't put up for a vote. I just really liked it.
Well, as it turns out, you have exorbitantly expensive taste.
Can I ask you something?
Monica nods.
Why is it so hard for you to make a choice on your own?
I don't know. I guess... I don't want to make the wrong choice.
Yeah, but that's how you learn, by making mistakes.
Everyone says that, but there are real consequences.
There's real consequences. You're like 16 years old. What's the worst that can happen? You wear blue eyeshadow instead of green? I mean, not that I care. I'm colorblind.
I could be a disappointment. People might not want to be around me.
Monica looks down.
Is this still about Kyle?
Kyle, sure. Or my mom. You gotta be pretty disappointed to leave a 3-year-old.
Liz looks away and swallows.
That.
She turns her head back toward Monica.
That was not.
The teen meets her gaze.
That's why I want to be prom queen. You know people like you. I mean, you got the title, you got the crown, a page in the yearbook. It's official. It's real. Oh, no, what time is it?
It's about 2:00.
My driver's test. Oh, gosh, here we go again.
At the DMV.
Hi, I'm your ride driver's test. Please tell me I made it. I can't handle missing any more appointments today.
You made it. Barely.
Thank you.
Is this the car that you'll be using for your exam?
I'm sorry, the what that she'll be using for what?
You understand it is a driving test. You'll need something to drive.
Monica beams at Liz.
Hi.
No,
No.
Yes?
Okay. No, this was not part of the deal, okay? This was not part of the deal. No one drives Brando but me.
Monica drives.
Okay, so you gotta be gentle with Brando, okay? He's quick off the line.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
And the steering wheel's loose until he gets about 40, and the brakes are new, so go easy
sorry.
On him.
Yeah.
Okay, and be careful parking.
Ma'am, this is your daughter's test, not yours.
She's not my daughter. Oh, forget it.
Just pull Brando out into traffic.
Monica speeds toward an intersection.
Stop!
She barely avoids a collision.
Sorry!
The instructor stares.
Straight!
Okay.
They cruise along a suburban street.
Wait, what the?
Oh, ignore it. It's just my radar. It means there's highway patrol in the area.
That's actually not legal.
Oh! Garbage truck!
Monica swerves onto the sidewalk. People scramble out of the way. Monica plows into garbage cans, leaving behind a trail of trash. Back on the road.
Stop now, immediately.
Wait, at least I signaled that time.
Pull over.
Monica obeys.
Get out. You're not driving another inch.
Wait, please, give me one more chance.
Liz sees Pierce driving in their direction.
Floor it.
What?
It's Pierce. Go! Now!
Monica drives.
Well, I'm gonna have to keep driving for like a few more minutes. Maybe even reset the task. Give me one more chance.
Go faster.
I cannot go faster. There's a speed limit. Okay, I'm still being graded.
At an intersection.
Yellow light!
Run it! That was still yellow. You can't dock me for that one.
Behind them, Pierce runs the red light.
You've got to go, okay? We do not want this guy to catch us.
Stop! Somebody tell me what the devil's happening! Let me out of this car!
Oh, gosh, would you stop? You're crying, okay? Just hold on, you big baby.
I'm calling the police.
It's not really gonna work in here.
No signal!
Yeah, I told you. Go!
They veer right onto another street. Pierce follows.
Oh, okay.
They pass a red car. Pierce gains on them.
There, take the freeway.
Wait, I've never been on the freeway.
Don't get on the freeway.
Yes, no, don't get on the freeway.
Monica cuts across traffic. Pierce swerves, following her onto the freeway.
Wow, close one. That was terrifying.
Everything about this ride has been terrifying.
Well, it's about to get a whole lot more terrifying. He's gaining on us.
Pierce wears his dark shades and a smug smile. He swerves into the opposite lane, then back again to avoid an oncoming car. He weaves around another car. He accelerates and pulls up alongside the sedan. In the back seat, Liz presses her hands to her window and stares. Smirking, Pierce points two fingers at her.
Nitro boost.
What?
Keep her on the road. I'm going to hit the red button.
Wait, the red button? You said not to push the red button.
I'm going to push the red button.
Why are you pushing the red button?
Never push the red button. Don't you watch movies?
It's time, folks. Okay, tighten your seatbelts. We're about to go a lot faster.
No, please don't make us go faster.
One, two, three.
Flames jet from the back of the sedan. The car speeds up, leaving Pierce's convertible behind. Thick white smoke billows from the sedan, obscuring Pierce's view. He stops inches from an old lady crossing the street. The sedan disappears around a bend.
I'm driving here! Out of the way!
Oh, yeah!
The woman smacks the car with her purse, causing the airbag to inflate in Pierce's face.
You've got to be kidding me!
The sedan pulls up outside the DMV, the instructor clutching his papers to his chest as Monica parks. She gives him a weak smile. She turns to him.
So, did I pass?
Meanwhile, pacing by his car, Pierce yanks off his shades. He grabs the tablet from the convertible. It displays a selfie of Monica's dad accompanied by a message.
There's one without the bedpan. Northwest Hospital found you. Northwest.
Pierce gets back in his car. At the DMV.
You have to give me another chance.
Yeah.
You cannot fail me.
Oh, no, I most certainly can, and I have. You are totally, completely failed.
Okay, wait. That other driver, I got away from him without breaking the speed limit. I mean, that kind of defensive driving has to count for something, right?
Right?
Miss, you are quite literally the most dangerous driver I've ever tested. You're lucky I don't permanently ban you from driving forever.
I don't legally think that you can do that.
Yeah.
You can take your test again in 9 months.
9 months?
And you should consider yourself lucky I haven't thrown you in jail.
What? Hey. We're not going to be talking about jail here. You can't legally do that either.
A truck tows the sedan away.
Why are you...
What are you doing?
I'm having Brando impounded. Apparently, I can do that. It's a death trap. No way all that gear can be legal.
It most certainly is! Brando!
The instructor goes inside.
Ow! What? Get out your phone! Get your device! Do your things with the apps and the Uber and the UCAB and whatever!
I can't believe that just happened.
Monica, I mean, you're a pretty terrible driver.
It's all ruined! Everything! My outfit, my relationship, the prom, my future ability to transport myself. It's all because of you and that stupid necklace. This has literally been the worst day of my life.
Hey, look, there's no need to get pouty, okay?
I am not getting pouty.
You're getting pouty! Look! Pierce is still out there, okay? You are still in danger.
What? You're gonna protect me? The washed-up cop that drove everyone so crazy she got herself fired?
That's not what happened.
Oh, really? Because I can see what happened. You're so obsessive and narrow-minded, you have no idea what's actually going on around you.
Well, right, I'm the obsessive one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, miss, I build websites so people will love me. Though, yes. Are you kidding me? At least I have enough sense of self that I'm not constantly seeking approval.
Because nobody approves of you.
Liz stares, her lips parted.
You know what? You need to give me the diamond, and we need to get you back to the station.
Okay, you want the diamond? You can have the diamond.
Really?
Yeah, just take it. I'm done with it. I'm done with you.
The diamond is actually on you?
Monica's face falls.
It's in my purse. Where is your purse? In the car.
Well, come on, we have to go get it.
You have to go get it. I am going back home and trying to put my life back together again and forget I ever met you.
No, Monica, we have to go get the necklace. It's...
Liz stands alone on the sidewalk.
You know what? I have one of these, too.
She makes a call.
Operator, I need the number for a cab. Yes, I'm aware that no one calls information anymore.
Meanwhile, Monica marches past a bench on which the mime sits with a briefcase. She stops. She takes a seat. The mime points to her and twists a fist under his eye.
No. I'm very okay.
A video message.
Hello, Monica. We've so much to catch up on, so be a dear and come to the warehouse at the end of North Shore and Sunset. Oh, and don't forget to bring my little jewel. Things might get a little unpleasant.
A photo shows her dad tied up. Monica's mouth drops open.
Taxi! Taxi!
She gets into a cab.
No, I just need a regular cab to come pick me up. Surely they still have those, right? They're usually yellow, and some say taxi on top, and sometimes they have little numbers on the side that
Liz.
You call, and
Liz!
Monica?
Liz!
I'll call you back.
What?
Pierce is my dad.
And don't forget to bring my little jewel. Things might get a little unpleasant.
Monica lowers her phone.
What do we do?
We do what he says.
But we don't even have the diamond.
That's our first stop. You're gonna have to use your phone to summon us a cab.
Monica taps Liz's shoulder and points to her cab idling nearby.
I need a new phone.
Yeah, you do. Come on.
Now, the cab stops at Northside Impound. In an office, a man sporting a name tag sips a drink.
Hi, Arnie, hi. Wait, I need to get my car back.
Yeah.
Fill out all 7 of these forms and have a seat.
Listen, we're really in a rush.
So are all of them.
Okay, you know what? I didn't want to do this, but here you go. Yeah, I'm FBI.
I mean, come on.
I don't care if you're with J. Edgar Hoover himself. You sit down and you wait just like everybody else.
Well, can you at least tell me if my car is in this lot or not?
Sure. After you fill out the forms, have a seat, and wait, just like everybody else.
You are very angry.
Okay, stop. Just come here. What do we do now? We don't have time to wait here forever.
Monica, honestly, I don't know.
In the waiting area, a scruffy man wears the same knit cap as Monica.
Not a word. Come on. Excuse me.
They sit on either side of a hunched-over man.
You know, I probably could take a look at the IT system.
Really?
Yeah, it's just your standard SQL database, probably. You know, I could get in, find your car, get it cleared. I do it the library system when I take too long to read the books. But it's hopeless without a password.
Liz glances aside.
Poopy.
What?
That's the password. Poopy.
How do you know?
83% of people use their pet's name as their password, and I'm guessing that number is closer to 100% when you and your dog have matching t-shirts.
In a photo on a wall, Arnie and his dog wear t-shirts with each other's faces on them.
I need to get back there.
Okay, I'll distract him.
How?
I don't know. Compliment him, right? Just follow my lead.
Liz stands and takes a bracing breath. She jerks her head at Monica, then heads to the desk.
Arnie.
As he turns to Liz, Monica moves to a computer behind him.
Hey, I think we got off on the wrong foot.
Ma'am, I just need the forms.
Has anyone ever told you that you have a great forehead?
Huh?
Monica frowns.
Yeah, it's round, and your hair is like way back here, and then it goes whoop, whoop.
Ma'am, could you just please have a seat?
Monica ducks.
I'm sorry, look, I have a forehead thing. It's weird, I know, okay? What I'm trying to say is that you have a tough job.
Monica types.
Yes, you do, but you have a certain intellect. I see the smarts and the thinking and the brain stuff, and you're good at your job, and I respect that.
Thanks, that's actually nice to hear, you know? Nobody ever seems to appreciate what I do around here.
Monica nods.
I do. I find it very attractive when a man is good at his job.
Arnie smiles.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you sit in that chair all day, and you are the guardian of cars, and you deal with people, and that takes a strong constitution, you know? Your constitution is so strong.
You know, I really don't feel like I'm appreciated in this job.
I can see that in this job. I mean, it's hard for people to see the real you.
He spins in his chair. Right. I mean, like, Monica ducks.
I'm stuck in this office all day. It's tough for a man.
I mean, it can't help that you're so...
He starts to turn.
Handsome. Did I just say that out loud? Whoa, I said it. Yep. It must make people feel really insecure.
Handsome? Me?
Monica's screen reads, enter plate number.
This may be against protocol, but for you, maybe I can bend the rules just a little bit and check on your car.
Okay.
What is the plate number?
It is a 4. L. 4.
Monica types.
M.
Liz mouths 1 while Arnie isn't looking. Monica keys it in.
K.
Monica changes the status to immediate release.
Sorry, say that again.
4.
Yeah.
L.
L.
4.
4L4.
Monica exits the terminal.
M1K. 4L4M1K.
Well, looks here like I'm the one that needs to be apologizing to you. It says here your car was towed in error, and it's ready for immediate release.
That's great news. It's great news.
Here, just take this and give it to the guard on level 3, actually.
He smiles as he writes on a form.
That's my phone number. Maybe we could, have dinner sometime.
Monica gives a wide grin.
I'll bring my forehead.
Liz snaps her finger.
Yeah, you will.
He turns.
What are you doing back there?
I was looking for the bathroom.
Second door on the right?
I can hold it.
She'll hold it. She's good like that.
Monica joins Liz.
You know, you and your daughter look like you could be sisters.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Okay. Go, go, go.
They run out. Now Liz drives the sedan.
Nice work. I gotta say, I didn't think you had it in you.
Neither. You with the computer. You're amazing. You're like Bill Gates, but smarter and with no glasses.
I can see why MIT wants you. We make a pretty great team.
Yeah.
Monica opens the pallet and finds only brushes inside.
The diamond isn't here.
What?
Well, I don't know. I put it in my makeup and now it's gone. Wait, this is desert flame. This is not my color. I'm a mountain sunset.
What happened?
I have no idea. I would never wear desert flame. I'm a winter. It completely washes me out.
I know. Okay, just think.
A flashback shows her and Sierra accidentally swapping palettes.
And he is a shallow dirtbag.
Sierra! She's at the park!
Why is she at the park?
Prom pictures. It's the prettiest spot in town.
Monica exits the car on her phone.
Please, only the second you get this. This is a crazy serious monster emergency. The park is huge. She could be anywhere. How are we supposed to get to her?
Liz points. She and Monica run to a bike rental kiosk.
We need bikes, quick.
Oh, we only have one left.
We'll take it.
Liz sits in a cargo bike.
Take it easy. It's all bumpy up and shit in here, okay?
Clear the road, people. Stay clear of the vehicle's path. I repeat.
I told you should have let me be in the mommy seat.
Just be quiet, okay?
Two teens in formal wear jump out of their way.
Whoa!
Look out, coming through!
Monica and Liz crash into some bushes. Teens look over from their photo taking as Monica climbs off the bike.
Stuck. Okay, well, push harder.
Pushing.
Just push it harder.
I am.
What are you doing? No, Kyle?
Okay, the left on my good side.
Listen, I am really glad you're here. I've been meaning to talk to you.
Now is not a good time, Kyle.
No, look, I might have made a mistake with Ashley, you know? She's a little difficult.
No.
But, you know, I just... I was hoping you'd still be my date tonight.
Wow. Kyle, I don't know what to say.
I do.
Oh, dude.
Liz stumbles out of the bushes with her bullhorn.
Look, I don't want any trouble, okay? Lady, no man girdle.
Kyle! Hello? Look, we're losing our lighting. We need to take pictures now!
Ashley stomps over.
Monica, what are you doing here?
Nice to see you too, Ashley.
So what do you say, babe? We my date again, huh?
What? But you're my date. And she's riding a bicycle with the old lady from the mall.
Oh. Did I hear that correctly, Monica?
Mm-hmm.
Did she just call me old?
You know what? I believe she did.
Oh, that's not good.
No, it wasn't me. It was her. No, I think she meant seasoned. Because... You're not that old.
Liz glares.
Don't make me do the Macarena again.
Yeah.
Kyle and Ashley back away as Liz saunters toward them.
Oh, no!
They fall backward into a pond.
Oh,
Kyle tries to help Ashley, but they both fall again.
Wait, Sierra! There!
Go!
Moments later, Liz and Monica ride up in the cargo bike with the police light flashing. Sierra stares as they approach.
I just need your makeup.
But you're a winter. My makeup just washes you out.
Wait, no, earlier we... Never mind.
I just need your clutch. Oh.
Monica finds the necklace.
Okay, how did that get in there?
Long story. How much time do we have?
Just enough.
Okay, let's go.
Remember, this guy's not messing around, okay? Just follow my lead.
I'll be okay.
Look at your dad. Look. Look, there's a door.
Liz and Monica park outside a warehouse and get out of the sedan. They move toward a pair of bolted double doors.
You know, we could still take the diamond to the cops. Let them help.
No. No way, okay? I know this guy, Pierce.
Liz tries the doors.
He's not messing around. This is the best way to protect your dad.
You better all...
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but then you'd get to march in the station with the diamond.
Yeah.
You know, like you've always wanted.
It'd be pretty great to see the look on the chief's face, wouldn't it? But, no.
They walk around the warehouse.
If you hate the chief so much, then why don't you just transfer to a different department?
Because I can't escape her. She's like a giant tarantula on my back, sucking out my soul. She's my mom.
Well,
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that must be tough.
Yeah, you have no idea. I am fifth generation cop. My granddad always pushed my mom to be the best, and she was. But now she's on my back every day, pushing me to be the best, pointing out every mistake.
That actually sounds kind of refreshing.
Refreshing isn't the word I would use.
It's like I love my dad, but I'm only just perfect in his eyes, you know?
I don't know. Let me try that on for size. Hey, Liz, you're perfect. Oh, wow. Thank you. I think that feels pretty great, Monica. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but if someone's only telling you how great you are, then how do you know when you're not great? I mean, sometimes you need a mom telling you the truth. That's probably why I'm always asking everyone's opinion on things.
So you can be perfect after all. So people won't leave you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something like that?
They stand hunched among barrels.
Well, if I was your mom...
Liz blinks rapidly and turns to face Monica. They crouch.
If I was your mom, I would tell you that who you are today is way more interesting than perfect will ever be.
Monica smiles.
Monica, you're such a great kid. You're such a great kid. And the people who are worth keeping, right, they're always going to be around. Hey, look at me. They've always been there for me, as difficult as I may be. I mean, it's questionable. But like my mom, Ed, they've always been there.
Monica nods. Liz lowers her gaze.
They've always been there. Wow, they've always been there. Let's go rescue your dad.
They enter the warehouse.
Now remember, the most important thing...
Hello?
...is the element of surprise.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Hello, ladies. Care to join me?
Get your walking shoes on.
Pierce stands high above them.
These gizmos never cease to amaze, do they? You can watch British Premier League football live, right in your lap. It's just amazing.
Pierce sets the tablet down as Liz and Monica approach.
Good evening, Lieutenant. Or should I say, disgraced former Lieutenant?
See, that just cracks me up, you know, because that, coming from a guy who gave a $7 million diamond to a complete and utter stranger.
Where's my diamond?
Liz puts an arm protectively in front of Monica.
I think we can both agree that I have the more valuable collateral here, so please, after you.
Give him the diamond. It's okay.
Monica takes the necklace from her purse and sets it on a wooden surface in front of Pierce. She backs away. Pierce picks up the necklace and examines the large sparkling diamond.
Now give me my dad.
Oh, Monica.
He stands.
Monica, Monica, Monica. You didn't just expect me to hand him over, did you? What sort of incompetent criminal do you think I am? Make no mistake, you will get your dad back. Absolutely. I'll send you a text message with his precise location soon from some safe, unnamed place with warm weather. Until then... au revoir.
He starts off.
You know something, Liz?
What's that, Monica?
For the world's best diamond thief, guy's kind of an idiot.
Am I right? Total idiot.
Exactly. What exactly do you mean by that?
It's the 21st century.
It is.
I know exactly where my dad is.
She does. Go get your dad, honey.
Dad!
With her phone in hand, Monica opens a metal door.
Dad! Oh! Dad, I got you! I got you! I got you!
She unties him from a set of metal bars.
Okay, hold on.
But how?
How did you do that?
Who is this creep?
He's just a lowlife who's going to jail for a long, long time.
What's that?
Liz grips her stun gun.
Some non-lethal, high-voltage, stunning thingy. How adorable. Forgive me if I completely ignore it.
He clips a wire to his back.
And just make my exit.
Oh.
Pierce hesitates.
Why are you smiling?
I think it's because this time, she called for backup. Yeah.
Outside, police vehicles with flashing lights converge by the warehouse. Ed directs uniformed officers.
All right, I need three teams. Team one, take this exit. Team two, cover my back. I want battery ram ready. Let's go.
Well, I guess I'll just have to make my exit via the high road.
The wire lifts Pierce into the air. Liz aims her weapon.
Oh, dear.
Pierce convulses, swinging in midair.
Where's my battery ram? Move it! Wait for my command! Enter on my cue! 3, 2, 1!
The warehouse door opens. Liz escorts Pierce outside, followed by Monica and her dad.
On second thought, Ed, I have missed you.
She shoves Pierce at him.
Yeah.
Grinning, Ed takes Pierce away. Monica beams at Liz. They stand side by side with their arms crossed. In the chief's office, a nameplate reads Edna Morgan. Edna does paperwork. She looks up to find Liz entering the station with Pierce and the others. Edna rolls her eyes and gets to her feet. Liz steps into the office while Monica and the rest remain by the door.
Lieutenant Elizabeth Morgan. Reporting recovery of stolen goods.
She drops the necklace on Edna's desk.
And apprehension of suspected perpetrator. Permission to file report.
Edna blinks, her mouth hanging open.
Book 'em.
Tell you, boys.
And get that necklace down to evidence. Lieutenant.
Liz stops and turns back.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Edna reaches down.
You'll need your badge back.
She holds out Liz's badge. Liz gives a faint smile and takes it. She and Monica put their arms around each other as they leave Edna's office. Now Liz bags the necklace. Monica and her dad walk past.
Thank you for saving me. You really are an incredible kid, you know.
How can I possibly go to MIT? I mean, what would you do without me?
Oh, now that can't be a factor in your decision.
Well, I mean, I don't want to leave you.
Monica, that's how I'll know when I've done my job. When you can leave. Besides, I'm not going anywhere. I'm right here. It's 4 years. And if you decide to stay in Boston or move to New York or Kathmandu, guess what? They need nurses there, too. I'll be around.
They share a tender smile.
Thanks, Dad.
They hug.
Oh! Hmm?
The salon buzzer lights up.
Excuse me.
Hey! Look, they have an opening. Let's go.
No, it's okay.
No, you can make it. There's an opening. I'll give you a police escort.
Forget it. After everything that happened today, prom just doesn't seem that important.
Look, it's prom, okay? You have to go. Come on! This is the biggest night of your high school career.
But I don't have anything to wear.
Well, follow me.
Liz leads Monica through a door.
Welcome to the coolest department store in the city. Buzzes in.
A guard presses a button, allowing them to walk through a metal gate. The duo enters a room full of shelves.
Central Police Station Evidence Room.
Wow. What is that? Can I touch anything?
Lucky for you, some criminals have great taste.
Oh, yeah, they do.
With a glance at each other, they hurry over to shelves with colorful hanging garments and shoes. Liz shows Monica a frilly seafoam green dress, then admires one in black and white. Later, Monica stands at a mirror wearing the seafoam dress, which has a ruffled miniskirt and a train.
What do you think? Do you like it? What do you think?
Liz steps up behind her.
Wow. I mean, wow. I think the real question is, what do you think?
Monica beams.
I like it.
I love it.
I really like it.
It even works with the hat.
I know, right?
But there's something missing.
What?
It's missing just a little, I don't know, just maybe a little of this.
Liz holds up the necklace. Light glints off the enormous pink diamond pendant. She fastens it around Monica's neck.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Perfect.
Monica admires her reflection.
I can't. It is way too valuable.
Well, I mean, you're gonna need a full police escort.
Monica gives Liz a surprised look.
I've never been to prom.
Oh, you are going to prom.
I'm going to prom.
You're going to prom.
At night, a sign reads H.B. Whitaker High School. Police vehicles drive up to the school with their lights flashing. The cars park near a pedestrian crossing outside the school. Officers exit the cars. Sporting a black suit, Ed opens a door for Liz as Edna directs the officers.
Two men at every entrance and a full
squad inside. Liz wears the black and white gown.
And keep your eyes on that necklace.
Edna turns to see Liz in the strapless gown, which has a fitted bodice and ruffles around the knees. Liz wears her hair in an updo.
Well, I never thought I'd live to see the day. My daughter in a ball gown.
Well, it's for official police business, so.
Edna adjusts a piece of fabric at Liz's arm.
Thanks. It was just a little twisted.
No, I mean, thanks for everything.
You're welcome, honey.
Oh, thank you.
Monica's dad helps the teen out of another car. She sports a short, stylish bob. Sierra runs over to her, and they embrace.
You cut your hair? Well, technically she did.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had loads of experience.
Chop, chop.
I love it.
Me too. You look hot. Oh, I almost forgot. You won.
What?
Yeah, in a landslide. News about Kyle cheating on you with Ashley went viral. Her support collapsed. You are prom queen.
Wow, that's, wow.
The girls hug.
Group hug!
Liz joins in.
Come on, girls, let's go to prom.
Let's go to prom.
Oh, we're going.
They go inside, followed by Monica's dad and Ed.
Okay, let's go!
Inside, Monica stands on stage holding a huge bouquet. A woman places a tiara on her head before an applauding audience.
Monica!
Liz stands near the back of the crowd. Monica hands over the bouquet and moves to a microphone on a stand. Ashley stands off to the side, glaring.
Thank you. This is an incredible honor. Wow. For the past few weeks, this moment is all I could think about. But I woke up this morning and my day took a little bit of a detour. You see, there was this person. Sure, she had terrible style and questionable social skills, and sure, she probably ruined my chance to ever legally drive in the state.
I'm so sorry.
But she taught me something. Something I want to share with all of you. Whoever you really are, it's okay to be that person. And you don't have to put it up for a vote. Because perfect, it's overrated. And the people that really care about you, well, they're not going anywhere.
Monica's dad smiles.
And I've decided to go to MIT next year. Oh, yeah, you will!
People stare at Liz.
Sorry. I'm gonna miss you all. So tonight, let's soak it up and have a great time. Thank you.
Monica takes her bouquet from a teen with slicked back hair and steps off stage. On stage, Ashley scowls while Kyle applauds. Monica hugs Sierra, then approaches her dad, who smiles and points at her. They embrace, holding each other tight and rocking gently. Monica's dad steps back and does some awkward dance moves, crouching and swinging his hands from side to side. Monica shrugs and joins him, raising the roof.
Dad? You are...
Liz looks away from Ed.
You have such great... nostrils.
She shuts her eyes and cringes. Ed tilts his head.
Thanks.
Liz looks at him with raised eyebrows, then lowers her gaze thoughtfully.
Do you...
She smiles.
Do you want to dance?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, great.
Can I leave?
Probably not.
She pulls him onto the packed dance floor. Streamers and confetti rain down on the crowd. Monica and Sierra raise their arms, grinning. Pastel-colored balloons float down from the ceiling. In the middle of the crowd, Monica wraps her arms around Liz. Clips play over the credits.
Come on.
At the food court, Monica yanks on her hair. It stays put.
Okay. I'm gonna skip that part real quick.
The cargo bike goes onto a grassy patch. In the park, Monica gets the necklace from Sierra, who drops her clutch. Liz retrieves it.
Okay, how did that get in there?
How much time do we have?
Just enough.
Okay.
We need the time.
Excuse me, we need the time. It's the best part of the necklace.
Liz pushes on a wooden fence, her face straining with effort.
Push harder.
Monica pushes Liz. Audio description funded by Walt Disney Studios. Voice by Darren Revitz. A logo appears. Disney Channel Original Movie.